Well, 110 years ago today, Christmas 1914, the men of two huge armies faced each other across the fields and woods of Belgium and France and prepared for their first Christmas of the Great War. At nightfall on Christmas Eve, something remarkable happened. An outbreak of peace among the British and German soldiers. It was a beautiful moonlit night. The air was still, frost covered the ground, and the unusual quietness was broken by the sound of Stille Nacht, Silent Night, coming from the German trenches. And then the British troops watched in astonishment as Christmas trees adorned with lighted candles were then placed upon the German parapets. And before long, greetings were exchanged and the unofficial truce had begun. And by noon on Christmas Day, almost the whole British-German front was given over to this spirit of goodwill and reconciliation. And no man's land was crowded with men swapping jam for cigars and sharing bottles of schnapps. And in some places there was an even impromptu football match. But the unofficial truce didn't last. The mood of reconciliation evaporated and the men of the two armies went to war again. Christmas 1914. But maybe it's a parable for today. Because all year long, people are hostile to God. He's over there, and he should stay over there. And if he invades my space, I will defend it. If you like, I'll defend my trench. But then at Christmas, the mood changes, and people leave their trenches. They go to church, they sing carols, they start to have conciliatory thoughts towards the baby that was born in Bethlehem. An outbreak of peace and goodwill. But it never lasts. It passes with the season. But we read Luke's Gospel. And as we read that passage, maybe we've got it wrong about God. Now, the Bible says that we're the ones who have frozen God out. We're the ones who've gone our own way. We're the ones who've broken his loving commands. And in that sense, we've picked a fight that we could never win. Look at the way we treat each other. Apparently, on Christmas Day, the average family will have five arguments. And the average is one should have already taken place. I think 10:15 is the first argument. Think of it, five arguments in the season of peace and goodwill. We can't stop ourselves. And if that's how we treat our nearest and dearest, if we do that to those who have been made in God's image, how much more to God himself? We've treated God in ways that would break any relationship. But listen again to the voice of that angel on that Bethlehem night. The angel said to the shepherds, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Says the angel, "Don't be afraid. The news I bring is good news. It's news of great joy. It's for everyone. Everyone's invited." That sounds like a call to end hostilities. That sounds like a peace overture. That sounds like God crossing no man's land, but coming not as an enemy, but as a peacemaker, as a friend. After all, didn't the angels say, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace"? So what's the good news? Well, the angel goes on, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." So this child born at Bethlehem, he is the Christ. He's the King to end all kings. And he's the Lord, Emmanuel, God himself with us. And says the angel, he is the Saviour. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." He's a Saviour. He's come to put things right. He's come to heal, to mend that broken relationship between God and us. He's come to end the war. And in fact, as the Bible, he's come to save us from the real enemies. Death, sin. He's come to destroy the dark forces which are at work in this world. And that's why it's good news of great joy for everyone. You'll know perhaps one of the most famous verses in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. But it goes on. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. He didn't send his Son to start a fight, but in order that the world might be saved through him. A saviour. Now, saviour is a beautiful word, isn't it? A young man, he's had a kidney transplant. Without it, he would die. And they found a tissue match. His sister, his own flesh and blood, and she gave to her brother her kidney and saved his life. Saviour, it's a beautiful word, isn't it? And so the maker of 2 trillion galaxies, God himself, became one of us. Flesh of our flesh. It was a tissue match. And he didn't donate a kidney. He laid down his life. He shed his blood. He stood between us and the judgment that we brought on ourselves to save us from that judgment. Saviour is a beautiful word because he is a beautiful Saviour. See, here's a party of cavers trapped underground. The water level is rising. Time is running out. But from above comes a Saviour who goes down into the darkness, who finds them where they are, who says to them, "Follow me." And he leads them to safety. And by the act of the one, the many are saved. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, he came down from above into our world of darkness and sin and death. And he did it to save us, to rescue us, to save us from perishing, and to bring us to safety, to bring us back to God. And ultimately, at last, to the safety of God's new world. That's why the birth at Bethlehem always leads to the cross. He went to that cross where the wrongs of the guilty were put to his account, so that when God came to punish the guilty, it was Jesus who took the blame. He was the one who paid the price. My sins were hung around his neck, and he was plunged into the hell that I deserve. He took my sins away so that I can enjoy the quietness, the calm of sins forgiven and peace, peace with God. That's why Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light. Do you see what God has done? He's opened a door onto our weary, sad, divided, broken world, a world at war with him. He's opened that door, and through that door streams the warmth and the light of his love. And he doesn't shout at us. He doesn't cross no man's land as an enemy. What does he say through the angel? "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy. That will be for all the people." God himself says, "Seek me, know me, come and meet with me, enjoy me, love me. Let's start again. A new beginning, a new you. Let's talk of peace and reconciliation. Let's talk of things that have never entered your mind. Eternal life through Jesus Christ." The Bible says to those who trust in Jesus, "When we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through his Son." The good news that comes to us as a friend, to be welcomed. Jesus Christ, the friend of sinners, the friend that I need, not an enemy, but the Saviour that I need. So why not this Christmas lay down your arms and unconditionally surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ? The war could be over this Christmas. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord.